With the wonderful love of God, I would like to welcome you to Messages of Love for Sudan on Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope, the station that cares for you.
The program that brings you perplexing life in this present life, it normally comes to you every Wednesday at this time. The presenters are Miriam and William.
In today's program, our brother Kidiang Felix will share with us health talk about caring for elder people. We're going to be having interlude in the meantime of our program. Keep tuning.
Meanwhile, our devotion for today will be presented by evangelist Oteka Morris, entitled How Do Our Lives Become Transformed?
You may pick interest of reaching us in all directions. Please call us on 0782-710-908.
Coming next is the hot song and health talk will follow immediately. Don't get away from your radio. Invite your neighbor to listen to these wonderful messages.
Dear listeners, I'm your presenter, Kandiang Felix Koboji, presenting for you today a message on how to care the elderly. We shall first identify the main problems affecting the elderly, whether in a developed country or developing country, and then how we should care for them. All over the world, old people have numerous problems, whether they are rich or poor, or whether they live in a highly developed community or in a simple community in a developing country. These problems may vary a little, but basically, they are much the same, for old age is much the same for everybody. And before we look at some of the ways how we should take care of the elderly, it is very necessary to look at the problems affecting old people so that the caretaker can address it according to the problem. Some of these problems affect old people in developing countries to a greater extent than those old people in developed countries. Some of the problems include the following. When a person grows old, he or she may lose the ability to earn money and compete with others, so this results into poverty as one of the problems affecting old people. With poverty, the old person may fail to provide for himself basic necessities like food, clothing, medical care, including shelter. And where money is scarce and energy to produce food is no longer there, the person may tend to have poor diet, so this results into poor nutrition. Mental confusion may also result due to physical deterioration and changes in blood supply to the brain, and this is made worse by poor nutrition. As a person grows old, a person will be more disturbed by dental problems. Tooth decay and gum disease are the commonest of these dental problems. The elderly often develop a serious infirmity such as blindness, deafness, paralysis, or serious crippling, and this may lead to accidents at home. In cases where the family has grown up, married are often moved away to jobs and interests elsewhere, so the comfort of the family living near is no longer always there. Therefore, the old person may be lonely. There's also increasing boredom, more so men. So all this amount to problems. In some places, old people neglect personal hygiene and become dirty due to lack of energy, depression, and increasing disinterest in life. There's also trouble in feet, in growing toenails, injury, infection, and inability and disinterest in coping with all food problems. In some developing countries, there's lack of transport to reach treatment for many ailments due to old age. Housing also becomes inadequate, and houses need repair, maintenance, and cleaning. During sickness, they need somebody at night to care for them, and this is difficult when they are living alone. Many things can be done to help the elderly people. It should be pointed out that to be busy is to be healthy, and that if one is occupied, one is much happier. The children and relatives of the elderly are encouraged to live with the old person. This old person can still give good advice or even minding of children, so this makes life more interesting for the old person than leaving him alone. In case of those old people who had interesting jobs like industry, retirement can be bad and dull. So you old man or woman who is going to retire, you must at least take up a hobby. For those old men who are still active and strong, you can take up a hobby that is more physical. This hobby prevents you from boredom, as boredom may result into things like alcoholism, which may reduce your life expectancy. You as an old person can also still acquire new skills like in handcrafts, for example, making pots, wood carving, sewing of clothing, which perhaps you had no time previously. You can also take care of your grandchildren or running households to which you are attached. You, the children or relatives of the elderly, must ensure that the old person is regularly taken for medical checkups, because some old people lose interest in life and they may prefer to die while they had a number of years ahead of them. There are those elderly people who have lost all their children. This group becomes frustrated and lost interest in life completely. Here, organizations are there to help them, which vary from place to place. So it is your responsibility as a neighbor to help this old person and identify these organizations so that he can be helped appropriately. Simple care of the feet can also be taken. The feet can be treated, the nails cut. This will make great change in the old person's mobility and cheerfulness generally increase. The old man can also be encouraged to associate with their fellow old men so that they can pass good leisure time. For example, you can get involved in church duties. My last word goes to the community development groups, that you must at least help these old people who are now left alone, making it difficult for them to cope up with problems. You can help repair houses or arrangements for medical care. Ensure that his house is kept clean. Remember, one time you'll grow old, so help the old person around you. Never neglect the old people. They need your help, and you need their advice. They have a lot of experience in life than the young people. Remember, when an old man dies, it is like burning a whole library. This is because he or she has a lot of wise sayings and advice for us. Listeners, we have come to the end of our program of today about how to take care of the elderly. If you can follow this, you will extend the life expectancy of that old person in your family or within your community. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back from that educative format of taking care for our elderly people in our community, and it is very vital to keep them healthy and happy, because through them we can receive blessing and knowledge.
We are very glad to announce to you free Bible correspondence school lessons, which will let you know more about Bible and physical health.
These courses include Basic Health, Step to Christ, Bible Discovery, Unsealing Daniel, Unlocking Revelation, and Personal Bible Study Guides.
Therefore, to get known to this course, you can write to us at Messages of Love Bible Correspondence, P.O. Box 823 Arua, Uganda, or call us on 07827109.
Many Christians today have left the true lives of Jesus Christ and begin to live a reckless life and try to forget with God. How do our life become transformed today as a Christian?
God is never secret. Here is Oteka Morris in the studio to utter for us how we can get transformed in light of Jesus Christ. Please get listened to this.
Brethren, this evening, I would like to welcome each and everyone in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we are going to meditate upon the word of the Lord, before we could begin anything, let's bow our head for the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you as weak as we are. We pray that your Holy Spirit and your holy angels may guide us, may direct us, may lead us as we are going to meditate upon your word. We pray that whatever we are going to say from here may be what you are prepared, that we may learn, that we may prepare us for your soon coming. We pray that you may forgive us all our shortcomings. Remember those who are sick in the hospital, in various places. Forgive them all. May your healing power rise on them all. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen. This evening, we are going to share the topic which reads, how do our lives become transformed? How can our life be transformed? And who is the one to transform our life? Those are some of the questions that are ringing on the backs of our minds. Who is the one to transform our life? Can somebody be able to transform his or her own life? As we are going to see from the scripture, the Spirit of the Lord is going to show us how our life can be transformed. We are going to read from the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, which tell us that having a renewed mind, putting on the mind of Christ, is the link to our being transformed into Christ's image and living the truth. This is saying that if we do not allow God's life in our hearts to flow out into our life, our souls, then we will be just like the world, sowing forth self-life and not God's life at all. We will be living a lie, saying we are Christian, and yet our actions disproving it. The Spirit of the Lord is telling us that as Christian, we should put God first in everything that we are doing. Every plan that we are planning to do, we should put God first. everything that we would like to make it, we should first put God. The guidance of the Lord should be first in our life. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16 tell us that we all possess the mind of Christ to help us get God's life from our hearts into our life. However, since many of us don't understand what the mind of Christ or the incredible riches we possess because of it, we have just gone on judging and evaluating everything that happened to us through our own reasoning and our own emotional ways of thinking. Even though Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 tell us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. We do it anyway. It's our habits. Brethren, we need not to lean on our own. We need to trust in the Lord. In all that we want to do, we need to put our trust first in the Lord. Our human thinking will not help us unless we rely on the Lord. We shall not get whatever we are aiming at. Reasons why we depend upon our own thinking. One of the reasons we continue to depend upon our own natural, emotional ways of thinking rather than the mind of Christ is that most of us are not even aware that our own thinking is anyway different from God's thinking. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 8 tell us that our own natural ways of thinking, even as Christian, is not only different than God's, but it is unusually totally opposite from the Lord. Let imagine this, brethren. Our own way of thinking is not only different, but it is totally opposite from what the Lord is thinking. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways are my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we must realize that just because we are Christian, it does not mean we will automatically have God's thought in our life. We won't. Just as God's love can be blocked off in our hearts by our emotional choices, so God's thought, his mind, can also be withheld. Another reason many of us continue to depend upon our own thinking and not God is that most of us seldom take time to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. As 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5 tell us, do not how many of you do this routinely. Most of us, unfortunately, do not and think before we respond. We just react naturally. In the presence of God, we need to, first of all, think it twice before you react naturally. You need to think it. If I'm to react this way, what would be the repercussion on the other friends? What would be the drawback on me personally? Those are some of the things that we need to put first when we want to think or we want to react. The reason our thoughts are so important to God is that our thoughts are first to be triggered in our action, in any action of our life. Our thoughts trigger our emotion. Our emotion stir up our desire. And then our desire produce our action. Those are the sequences that our thoughts, our emotions, our desire do flow. So if we could catch our negative thoughts when they first occur, we could stop the whole action before even it begin. And we would be able to prevent a lot of the sin that occur in our life. When God says, take every thought captive, doesn't mean look at and dissect single thought we have. He means stop and take a good heart to look at unjust one, the hurtful one, the doubtful one, the frustration, the anger, the pride, and all other emotional and ungodly thoughts. Romans chapter 14 verse 23 says, whatever is not of faith is sin. Anything that you are doing which is not of faith is automatically sin. In other words, any thoughts that we have that is not of faith, we need to deal with. Another measuring tools that help me know which thoughts God wants me to take care of are the thoughts and emotion that takes away my peace. These are the ones I need to take captive and do something about. What happens when we don't take any thought captive is that we end up being carried on by the tide of emotion and quenching God's spirit and his life in our hearts. There are times when you will plan to spare your time for doing something important, but all of a sudden someone comes and interrupts your schedule. How would you feel? Maybe your plan to do something benefit to you. Someone from somewhere come and interrupted your plan. How would you feel? How many of you would respond with the mind of Christ, having run fast to God, having given him your frustration and anger, having chosen to unconditionally forgive your spouse, having sought God's wisdom and counsel as to how to respond, and then being willing to go to the person and in God's strength, love them wisely as God would have you to do? How many of you would have responded like this? No way, naturally and emotionally, without being thought to take every thought captive and how to put on the mind of Christ. We all would have reacted in one of the two ways. Either we would get really angry and sour the person, or we would bury our anger and frustration, give them the cold shoulder for a while, and then distance ourselves. By worldly standard, we certainly would be justified by reacting this way. They were wrong. However, in God's plan of things, but these natural ways of reacting quench his spirit. This is worldly thinking and not the mind of Christ. Yet even as Christian, we are reacting this way all the time and not realizing that we are missing God's best. We are being conformed to the world and not transformed out of it. As we begin to take every thought captive and as we become more aware of our thinking, we will be shocked to see how often we all react in our own self-centered way of thinking and not God's way at all. It's so exciting when you do choose to turn around and do it God's way. You not only get his love and his thought back into your life action, but you also free him to perform miracles. If we can just be willing to do his will, regardless of our feeling or the circumstances, it is incredible what God would do as a result. Now it might take a few moments to take those thoughts captive and recognize exactly what is going on. But if you ask God to help you cast his negative thoughts and you are willing to deal with them as he desired, I promise he will be faithful to help you. But if we think that whatever things that we are doing is of great importance to us, we are sending the Spirit of the Lord away from us. The best thing that we could do, we are to turn back, turn around, begin to see, am I transformed? Is my life being transformed? Is the Spirit of the Lord living in me? I would like to plead with you today to take upon yourself to allow God to change your heart to become like his. May the Spirit of the Lord, the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ transform us today as we continue to live as Christians. Let's pray together. Lord, we are coming to you. We are requesting your Holy Spirit. We are requesting you to bless us, to transform our life so that we may be like you. So that one time, one day, we shall be together with you in the place where you have gone to prepare. We pray all this in Jesus' holy name.
That was Otaka Morris with that special good news, broadcasting live from Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope, the station that cares for your life.
You might have filled with blessings and happiness. Please share your voice with us. Or if you have questions or comments, go to the nearest Adventist church leader or write to us at Messages of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda, or call us on 07827108908.
To wind up for today's program, I would like to thank the entire listener for this radio, and I wish you abundant blessing from our Heavenly Father.
As we are signing out, we leave you with this most beautiful song. Well, we shall be coming with the same program next week at this same station and the same time. Hope to meet on that day. I wish you good night. Oh,